hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master at Dominica Dive Fest. We're at the Jinping Ping thing. I'm not going to get this right. But I got my Knips, and I'm good to go. You just stick them in your mouth and suck them. They're the candy fruit here in Dominica. We have that. We have some Johnny Walker scotch and coconut water. Is that what they're mixing for you there, Single Scott?
That is the drink of the evening, would be scotch and coconut water.
And then they're going to do some heel-to-toe dance, which is traditional Dominican. It's like Dominican breakdancing, I guess. I don't know. Are you up for this, Alicia, or what?
Oh, yeah, I'm winning this.
You're winning. It's a contest. They're going to see who can do the best heel-toe dance or something, so we'll find out what that's all about here in just a bit. But in the meantime, now, earlier in the show, I mentioned that we have a lot of diving celebs from the industry in town here in Dominica for Dive Fest. One of those would be Barry and Ruth from Dive Training Magazine. They are world-class underwater photographers. Come on, don't be shy there, Barry. How you doing, buddy?
Great, Greg. Thank you.
And good to see you again. I remember it was like a couple years ago, our first time in Dominica. You guys were here, too, taking pictures for Dive Training. Now, for people who don't know, one of the things that really is kind of like, you've done so much underwater photography, but one of the coolest things you do for Dive Training is the covers, right?
Oh, yes, and we just love those. That's our signature, is having a front cover, and our front cover is, when you open it up, it's reversed. Everything's reversed. The text is reversed. The view is reversed, and it's the whole idea of looking at the same image from different viewpoints.
Yes, it is. It's quite unique when you look at the cover of Dive Training and then flip it over and go, hey, it's the opposite, like you're looking at it from the other side. Now, obviously, when you're taking that picture, people probably don't realize how much actual work has to go into setting up such a shot, because it's not that simple, is it?
Oh, by no means. Especially when we're doing our covers underneath, we have to make sure that the diver's fins are exactly in the same position. And people look at our covers and they flip back and forth and they try to find some mistake. So we really, really have to work to get the exact reverse.
Yes, it is. And they do, I mean, they take it very seriously. It's very cool how they do this. Now, Mermaid Angela has been one of their photo subjects this week at Dive Fest. And Angela, you know Barry and Ruth have been taking pictures of the mermaids quite a bit this week. Did you know they do this front and backside cover thing?
Yeah, I've seen it a few times, and maybe we can get a mermaid on the cover. That's what I'm shooting for.
Well, they have been doing that. I'm just checking to make sure. Amy, for instance, Mermaid Amy, are you good with the fact that they're getting the front and the backside? You hear what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying, and I'm very pleased to, I don't know, whatever.
You're pleased to cooperate is what you're saying. You're okay with showing your front and back, right, Alicia?
As long as both are equally flattering. No problem.
Yes. Well, there's always Photoshop if there's an issue. But knowing our AAA Mermaid team that we brought here to Dominica, I don't think any Photoshopping is going to be necessary. What do you think, Barry? Oh,
definitely no Photoshop. We have loved working with the mermaids and taking their pictures, and my wife Ruth has done a great job at posing them and working with them, so it's really fun.
Ruth makes a great mermaid in her own right. We got some pictures of Ruth. How did you feel about being a mermaid? I have a feeling by watching you pose as a mermaid, this was not the first time you've partaken in such an activity.
No, it's not the first time I've done modeling, but first time I've been a mermaid.
It was the first time you did been a mermaid. I thought you had maybe done the mermaid thing before.
I loved it. I stole one of their tails and had a great time with it. So You never know. I may be converted now.
Yeah, okay, she might be a newly christened mermaid here in Dominica for sure. She definitely got two fins up from the crew that was helping orchestrate the shoot there at T2 Gorge here in Dominica. That was a pretty neat site. Another site where they've done some of the filming for Pirates of the Caribbean. Had you been there before, Barry?
Never have. Either place, the T2 Gorge or the what they call the number one beach. And it was real exciting. And to have such great mermaids for the pictures, I mean, it's a fantasy shot for us. So really cool.
Yeah, well, it is. You know, and that's what we do with the mermaids when we take them to places like this. As we put them in these exotic destinations, get a few shots for our listeners to check out at scubaradio.com and just kind of let the locals chime in and have some fun with it as well. So I think it's a win-win on all levels, don't you think?
Oh, most definitely.
Now, what about Dominica from your perspective? It's been a couple of years. You were here a couple of years ago when we were here. You weren't here last year, were you?
No. No, we've been here three of the last 4 years, and Dominica is one of our most special places in the Caribbean. There's so much to do above water as well as underwater. Whale watching, there's hikes, these beautiful beaches and waterfalls. It's just exciting everywhere we go.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to matter to Barry and Ruth whether or not you're topside or below water. You still seem to have that passion for getting the right shot, and you seem to love what you're doing just from the way you talk about it and just the way you handle yourself. I mean, I can tell you really enjoy your job.
Oh, for sure. And to us, it's really not a job. If you do have a job that is something that you love, then you never work a day in your life. And we just love what we're doing.
Yes. Well, a lot of people look at me and say, Greg, you don't work. And it's hard for me to argue with them. But I try to claim it as a employment situation, at least for tax purposes. No, but that's a whole nother story. But Barry, what about Dominica as far as what do you see as the biggest attraction? Is it the topside stuff, like you said, like the gorge, the number one beaches and that kind of thing that we set up for some of these mermaid shoots, is it the underwater stuff, or a little bit of both, or what?
Boy, it would be hard to pick the best, because the underwater, the flora and fauna is just fantastic. The diving is just superb. And above water, there's just so many things to do for the non-diving spouse. Or after you finish the dive, you've got something to do in the afternoon. You don't have to just sit in your room and just watch TV.
Yeah, or go through photos all day, because you take a lot of them, and I'm sure you have to kind of have to wade through a lot of shots that you take. And then, is that what you're doing? Like, I mean, I'm a novice photographer at best, and I know when I take all these pictures underwater, then I put them up on my laptop, and then I go through them hours and hours, and I go, oh, this one sucks. And are you doing the same thing, or you edit on the fly so you don't have to take hours and hours on your computer later on?
No, I never delete underwater. All my work is done once I get back into the room, but all my pictures are great, and I never have to worry about deleting anything, and I'm lying through my teeth.
I was going to say, wow, he is a genius. That's what makes him a pro, for sure. Okay, and you're a professional liar, too, or something, or a fisherman. It's kind of like a water guy, I guess, right?
Oh, for sure. And we got out of our dive today at 2 o'clock, and I finished about 20 minutes before we came here, so which is 7 o'clock. So I have been working on images all day long.
Nice. Well, I mean, that's what he does, and the proof is in the pudding. When you look at Dive Training Magazine, you see some of these photos. You can appreciate the work that goes into capturing those shots. Now, for a novice photographer like myself, and for a lot of people that are doing like the Sea Life demo this week, which are going to have the photo competition tomorrow night here in Dominica, you've been very generous with your knowledge, with telling people, okay, here, you tweak this a little bit on your camera, adjust the strobe. You were working with me on my camera system, which I really appreciate that. What kind of tips do you give an aspiring young photographer who wants to take their camera underwater? Is there like a 1, 2, and 3 type, you know, hey, get out there and try this, or like beginning tips you could help them along a little quicker than if they just did it on their own?
Right. There's pretty well 3 things that we usually say, and that is, if you think you're close enough, get closer. So the closer you are, the less water you're shooting through, so you have a better image. To shoot on a level with a subject, or shoot up on the subject, but never shoot down on it. And another thing that Marty Snyderman, one of our editors and a good friend, always says is zoom with your fins and not your lens, so you get closer in with not using a zoom on your camera, but trying to actually physically get closer to your subject.
Okay, so if you don't use the zoom on your camera, does that increase the quality of the picture too, or does the zoom take away a little bit of the quality of the picture itself, or is that just eliminating some of the water between you and the subject so you have, like you said, a more clearer picture?
Yes, exactly. The only time I'll use my zoom is for cropping in on my image. So I'm at the same distance that I would be when I'm using my zoom. But you're exactly right. Reducing the water column between you and your subject is going to stop the dispersion of the light rays in the image, and also it's going to keep less trash between you and your image. No matter how clear the water is, there's always stuff in it, plankton. That's the reason that the flora and fauna live, is because there's plankton in the water.
Now, Mermaid Alicia, how do you feel about getting close and up close like that when you're supposed to take a picture?
Weird.
Does that make you awkward or what? It's purely professional underwater photography techniques that we're working here.
Oh, no, it's absolutely. It feels really cool, and you feel so magical and mermaidish that there's really no uncomfortable notions. So, and Ruth and Barry are just awesome, so I'm really excited about it, and I hope that they turn out fab.
Oh, I'm sure they will. The mermaid shot's been turning out pretty good from what I've seen so far, and you've been shooting me a couple emails after your night of editing going, oh, my gosh, this looks really good.
Oh, yes. I mean, we've had hundreds of shots. It's going to be really hard to pick some good ones, but we put some up on Facebook already, so I'm hoping to figure out the way to get them onto your site, because I'm new to Facebook, but we want to share these photos and let your readers and viewers see you know, what's actually happening and how wonderful these ladies look, because they're not only beautiful, but they're graceful and super people, too. We've really enjoyed meeting them.
Yeah, well, we'll see how super they are after some coconut water and Johnny Walker scotch. We'll find out if they have the same mentality you've seen for this week, because tonight could be a special night. You hear what I'm saying, Barry?
I hear you for sure.
You could see the mermaids in a whole new light. Is that true, Angela?
I don't know what you're talking about, Greg.
Yeah, no, that's right. They're drinking all the time. No, they're fine. No, but are you planning to shoot one of your classic dive training covers here in Dominica? Because that's a special process where you're doing the front and the back, right?
Oh, most definitely. And, yes, we do have a couple of assignments to try to shoot for covers. And so we always have to look for the right conditions, water conditions. If the cover's above, we have to above water, then we have to make sure that our backgrounds are exact and our subjects look good from front to back, just like Mermaid Alicia was saying, just as long as it doesn't look bad on us that she'll get in the picture. But we try to make them where they're excellent both ways.
Well, we've seen her from the front and the back, and I think all the mermaids stack up quite well in that regard. Angela, what are you looking at me like that for? You just gave me the stink eye.
It's a nice compliment, Greg, and that's exactly what you need to say.
Okay, all right. Yeah, see, it's getting better. A little booze will change that, though, so we get the party started here in Dominica. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hey, this is Tim from the Turk and Caicos Explorer 2.
You're pretty on the most girls I've shagged.
Until you have a chance to come and dive with me in the Turk and Caicos.
Mental, that one. I'm telling you.
Keep listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Finally something for the radio audience.
I fancy it.
Yes, he does. And we may catch up with him July 31st when we head out to the Turks and Caicos with our Explorer Ventures friends for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. However, we are in Dominica here today, and we're covering Dominica Dive Fest and Fine style. Right now I'm sitting here with Simon, once again from the Dominican Water Sports Association, and it's the Jin Pin Ting. Oh, come on, help
Try
me
again.
Out there.
Try again.
Jin Ping Ting.
Jing Ping.
Ping.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Let me tell you what this event really
what,
is
what does that mean in Dominican?
It is called the Johnny Walker Jing Ping Ting with Carib Beer. So notice how you got the scotch in, the Jing Ping music, which is a style of cultural music here with a little shack-shack and a little boom-boom.
Okay. Shack-shack and a boom-boom. Okay, I think I know what that is.
Maybe a little... I have no idea, actually. A little accordion and a little drums going on, but it's a very traditional cultural kind of music. And of course, it's just a ting. It's a ting we like to enjoy. So it's a Jing Ping Ting with Johnny Walker and Caribbea. So
right now in the Bahamas, they have a thing called rake and scrape. Rake and scrape, which they take an old wooden. It's that Johnny Walker and that Caribbea. What are you going to do? So they take a saw and they take a butter knife and they scrape it. So I guess it's a poor man's version of the Dominican version of the Jing Ping Ting. Right? Because they actually have an instrument, like a serrated tube.
It's nothing like that at all. This is a highly technical kind of modern, high-tech music with a cheese grater, a boom-boom, where they're blowing into a bamboo and going boom-boom, and a shak-shak, you know, so... And a little accordion music. It's very high tech.
It's very high tech. It has
like a
nice
techno, a cultural techno.
Yes.
It's like a Dominican rave. Is that how you would?
I got the glow sticks.
Okay, Alicia has a glow sticks. What do you think, Amy?
Amy's
over there. Angela, of course, is the one I'm trying to talk to. It said Johnny Walker. They are a fine sponsor there, Simon. You hear what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying, but I don't know what you're trying to say.
Know what he's talking about.
At this point of the night, yeah.
My God.
But you're enjoying it, right, Angela?
I'm having an awesome time. Actually, earlier, all the girls and I, the mermaids, we've ransacked the band, and we jing-ting-tinged it up, and I had the drum, and we all had our own instruments.
Yes, Alicia, you were working that bamboo.
Oh, yeah, I was, and you were making very obscene.
No, we weren't doing anything of the sort. Amy, what?
It was a beautiful photo, but it was not beautiful music.
Yes, well, exactly. You know, they look good, they don't necessarily sound good. We're finding that theme with our mermaids.
Posers.
I don't know. Yeah, they're posers when it comes to magicians or musicians in Dominica, but they're doing fine. What about you, Amy? How are you holding up there?
I'm doing pretty good. The libations are flowing. We're feeling pretty good here, meeting a lot of people, lots of dancing, lots of music, and feeling pretty good.
Now, are you getting this heel-toe thing going on, or what? You got the dance step down that they're working and judging? What, Alicia? You got the vibe?
Yeah, Woody Dominica and I were jamming on the floor. I'm going to win. Totally.
Yeah, we're totally winning.
Totally.
Now, this is not a competition. This is just an exhibition.
No, we're taking the trophy.
It's a competition.
It is a competition.
Everything is a competition.
Everything when it comes to the mermaids.
That's how I really feel.
Now, have you seen them do their heel toe dance here, Simon, yet?
No, and I'm this is something I definitely need to see because they sound very confident, but I think it's all talk.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, maybe what we, I don't know if they're having an absolute competition.
Amy is the only one that can still say the word libation, so maybe she has an advantage there.
She has one brownie point at least for that. But yeah, maybe if nothing else, we have like a little heel toe dance off with the Scuba Radio Mermaids. What do you think there, Angela?
Is that like tail toe?
It's hard with the fin.
Yeah.
Oh, I never thought about that problem. Yeah, that could be an issue. Yeah. Obviously, we're having fun here in Dominica. But once again, it is a great cause. DominicaDiveFest.com. You can check out all the information right there. And Simon, we're almost, I guess we're about two-thirds way through the event. So far, so good?
Yeah, no complaints so far. I mean, we had a really great turnout tonight. The weather's been good, so all we really need now is we're going through this is kind of the big weekend where we really need good weather. Last weekend was a lot of parties inside. It could rain, it wouldn't be that, but this weekend we have treasure hunts and the Kabuli canoe race and all that stuff going on. Get good weather this weekend and we're set. And then
yeah, I'm looking at the sky. It's cooperating right now. So, hey, we got more coming up from Dominica next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba. Scuba. Scuba Radio. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
Okay, it is 24 hours later. We're at another party here at Dominica Dive Fest. Ironically, after a day of diving, single Scott's got in a couple two-tank dives, and he said it's the best diving he's had this week so far, and you're going to hear all about that in just a bit. But first, you know, when we were last talking to you, literally it was 24 hours earlier, we were at the Jing Ting Ping party, or Jing Ping Ting, yeah, something like that. But they had a heel-to-toe contest, a dance contest. It's a local dance that evidently Mermaid Alicia has mastered because you won an award. What was the deal there, Alicia?
My award was for the category of best...
rump shaker.
Best dance with the most body parts.
Is that what it was? Most body parts in motion while doing the heel-to-toe dance.
Correct. They said I used my hips and butt more than anybody ever has before. So.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of people coming over and like checking it out. Kind of like they were judges, and I didn't know if they were offended or they were admiring the moves.
Well, apparently there were 18 judges walking around, so it was a unanimous vote, according to Simon. So it was pretty exciting. But I think that the prize was really for the best white girl dance, and that's why I got it, because they gave me then, everybody else got a bottle of wine as a gift, and I got a book. So they were probably like, please stop drinking, start reading about the real way to dance.
Well, Alicia is a historian, so maybe they were thinking along those lines.
Yeah, maybe, just maybe.
Maybe, I don't know, but she knows how to shake her rump shaker or something, whatever you call, what do you call that here in Dominica exactly? You got to know, you know, a name for that move you were making?
No, I don't really know.
You're just feeling the heel to toe. You were feeling the groove.
Yeah, I was there. I was Dominican for a night. They said I had Dominican hips, so.
Dominican hips. Okay. Well, hey, you're going to have to look at the pictures at scubaradio.com and determine for yourself if that is the case. I'll go with a yes. I'll say yes. She didn't get to dive today because, well, she was shaking her rump a little bit too much last night, and we decided to give her a day off. So tomorrow. We finish you up to certify you as an open water diver, correct?
Fantastic.
That is the plan. All right, Single Scott was diving today. You're going to hear from him next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We are at Dominica Dive Fest 2010. We're at another party. It's after hours. After a day of diving, all the divers have congregated at the Anchorage Hotel outside under the stars. They're looking at pictures right now because they've been having a photo competition going on with Sea Life. We've been talking about that earlier in the show. Today, they are actually judging the photos and going to award some of the aspiring young underwater photographers a nice little prize, including the Scuba Radio shirt and hat. You're going to hear from them, hopefully, here in just a bit. But first, Single Scott was out diving today while we were recovering from the Jin Pin Ting party or something like that and winning heel-to-toe contest with Mermaid Alicia. Scott was a good boy, and he retired early, got up early, did some diving this morning, and evidently we missed the best diving of the week. Is that right, Scott?
Well, I got to tell you, that's the way it is. I called it early, and I went out with Dive Dominica today, and the visibility has increased double. It must have been 80 feet today. In fact, the dive was so good, everybody in the boat voted to do the same dive over again for our second dive.
Nice. Well, that is a serious vote of confidence. If the divers say, hey, don't even move the boat. We don't want to go anywhere else. We want to go ahead and dive this again and see what else we see. I know Barry and Ruth were down there doing some diving. Were they shooting a cover backwards and forwards or just going down there to enjoy themselves?
They were shooting a lot of pictures, so I'm anxious to see what they shot today because it was really nice.
Yeah, now we've seen some great stuff throughout the week when we have been diving on this dive today. Were you out there around that Scott's Head Point, which is a very popular and pristine area here in Dominica, or what?
Exactly, right off the town of Scott's Head. The other day, we were a little more inside the cove. This time, we worked the outside point. It was basically a wall dive that kind of tapered down, then dropped off completely to, I don't know, into the abyss. But there were turtles and rays, saw a huge stingray. Colors were great. The coral was alive. It was just a great dive today.
Yeah, you know, of all the places we've dove, whether it's, the Bahamas, Curacao or Bonaire and all those type of places here in the Caribbean. I mean, Caribbean diving versus Pacific diving is different. It's not better, but it's interesting to come down here to Dominica, especially after we've been in Fiji a couple weeks ago, and comparing the two. And when you come to this area, especially after being in Fiji, where the colors in the Pacific are very prolific, and the Caribbean's a little different. It's not generally as colorful, but you get here to Dominica, you do see a lot of that color that we see in the Pacific. And as Jerry Beatty said last week on the show, it's like a little slice of the Pacific smack dab here in the middle of the Caribbean Ocean. And is that what you're experiencing too, Scott?
Oh, yeah. Some of the oranges today were really vibrant. We didn't go too deep and the sun was out. The pink corals, the red corals, black coral. I mean, it was just beautiful. I can't say enough about Dive Dominica today. They took us to a really good spot.
Yeah, they are a fine operation. You know, they got whale watching here. We're supposed to do that, some of that. Some people went zip lining earlier today because they're getting ready to head back tomorrow. There's a ton of activities on top of the diving, obviously, that you can do here that we've talked about, including the after-hour parties. That's what kind of makes Dive Fest special. Did you have something else you wanted to mention, Scott?
Well, so the Georgia group went ATV riding.
Yeah, ATV riding today,
yeah. They said they had a really good time. They took them on some great trails up in the mountains, and they said that was really nice, too. So.
Yeah, it's good stuff. More from Dominica Dive Fest coming up.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Sweet zombie Jesus! It's huge!
Whoa, that's big!
A colossal mouth bass!
Into the ship.
Hey divers, this show's for you, your friends, your neighbors, your dive buddies too. Cause you all know this is the show for those who go, we're proud to blow. Now this sounds like the place to go, so everybody go with the flow. Cause we like a little scuba diving show we call Scuba Radio. Now this sounds like the place to go, so everybody go with the flow. Cause we like a little scuba diving show we call Scuba Radio. Now this sounds like the place to go, so everybody go with the flow. Cause we're like a little scuba diving show we call Scuba Radio.
And yes, welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are at Dominica Dive Fest. Now, they've just had the photo competition. They've awarded the winners. And it was a nice little presentation there, wasn't it, Mermaid Angela?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. The photos were very good, especially because I think we just had an algae bloom and the viz wasn't that good. But the photos that we saw were very good. And I think these are beginner photographers.
Yeah, using these new Sea Life cameras, but they got some really nice photos. And it was impressive stuff. Now, Simon Walsh, the president of the Dominica Water Sports Association, is with us. He just made the award presentation to the big winner who got what did he get? A full Sea Life setup, right?
Yeah, he got the Sea Life, the new one, the 1200, the Elite Pro setup. So that's the camera with the wide-angle lens and the strobe and everything. So, you know, great win. And it's great to have Sea Life on board as a sponsor and be able to give away these for, you know, all the photos taken during the week. He took the best picture on a Sea Life camera.
Now he is a diver from Atlanta. Your name is?
Winston.
Winston. Congratulations first off, my friend.
Thank you.
Now, you came down here with Scuba Ventures, or Sea Ventures, I'd say, from Atlanta. All right, we talked to Wyatt a little earlier in the show. But did you expect to come to Dominica and come home with a new camera for free, or what?
No, I did not. This is a great surprise.
Yeah, one of the many bonuses of coming during Dive Fest, I guess, right?
Yes, it is, yep.
Now, that accent you have there, Winston, doesn't sound Atlantean.
No, I'm from the South.
From the South, okay. Yeah, how far is it? The Deep South, like South what?
South Africa.
Okay, there we go. That's what I thought. Now, I did a little shout-out when he won his camera, because like the third and fourth prize winners won a Scuba Radio hat and shirt. I said, hey, you want to do a little trade for a shirt and hat? And you said what?
Yes, thank you.
I said yes, thank you, but no, I think, and in that South African accent. So I'll tell you what, we'll give you one anyway. How about that?
Give you
one
anyway. Much, yeah.
So you can take that back to Atlanta, the South African, area of Atlanta. Now,
size.
Yeah, we extra, extra large, right?
There you go.
There you go. We got you covered. Now, it was kind of nice. You gave your instructor props for teaching you how to take your photos, and you ended up winning a prize. By the way, the picture you took, what was that fish you took? Do you even know what species or type of fish it was?
A rockhound.
A rockhound. Okay. His instructor told him what it was. Wyatt knew. Wyatt, here's your shirt, too, for getting that much.
Oh, thank you very much, Greg. Yeah. This is awesome.
Yeah. Now, you don't sound like you're from South Africa, so you do reside in Atlanta.
I do reside in Atlanta, Georgia, a little suburb just north of there called Alpharetta.
Nice. Now, when he entered this competition for Dive Fest, did you kind of have a deal like, hey, look, if you win, I get use of your camera or something, or what?
No, I just told him to make sure that he mentions my name, and he did a real good job there.
good plan indeed. Well, congratulations to both of you. Take that home to Atlanta. Take some more pictures. I'm sure you're going to give it a good workout, right?
Yeah, I think we will, and we enjoyed the week, and thank you for putting up this wonderful
Dive Fest.
Yeah, and we enjoyed it, and I think we'll do it again.
You got it. All right, and congratulations, Ryan. We're going to have to come up there and do a show there from your Atlanta store sometime.
Please do. We have an indoor heated pool, so we could do some live remotes underwater, all kinds of neat stuff.
Do you accept mermaids?
Yes, we have a place just for them.
All right, what about this, Wyatt? A mermaid for a new Sea Life camera setup?
No, I've got a wife.
Oh, he's got a wife. Okay, he wants to keep it that way.
Mermaid at home, I
Okay, mermaid in training. Fair enough.
Well, now you guys did a great job all week, man. What a blast. If anybody's ever wondering what it's like, you got to see it to believe it. Man, it's definitely worth the trip to come on down. So.
Cool. Well, thank you, Wyatt. Appreciate that. And yeah, Dominica is just an amazing place to be. And here these guys came down from Atlanta with a dive group for Dive Fest. Next thing you know, they're coming home with a nice new underwater camera setup. It's not a bad deal. You know, Wyatt just gave you guys some serious props there, Alicia. Did you hear that?
Who?
Wyatt from the dive shop. He said he'd heard about this mermaid thing, but he'd never seen it in action, never seen the Scuba Radio mermaid attraction type deal, and thanks to Jewelers International and Victoria Knox, we brought you guys down, and you got rave reviews. How about that?
Yeah, everybody's been super supportful. Jewelers International, we had a great event with them, and they really enjoy what we do for them, and I think it brought a lot of publicity, and especially Swiss Army. We took some photos with a watch, and everybody knows they can kind of go to Jewelers International to get those watches, so it's really great.
Are you feeling like a model now, like a product spokesman now after you've done this? Because
no,
this is kind of a new experience for you, wasn't it?
No, I still don't feel like it. It's just, it's for me, it's all good fun, and it's good promotion, so no, probably not so much of the model, but they definitely make you feel like you have potential and that kind of thing. They're very supportive, so it's been a blast.
Yes, well, you know, our whole little Scuba Radio Mermaid things, we're turning these girls into rock stars. They don't care about me, but they want to see the mermaids, and that's all that counts. Right, Woody?
That's right. That's for sure. The
mermaids. Well, you didn't have to say it that assertive. You could have said, well, Greg, we care about you too, but yet it's the mermaids that we really care about.
Of course we care about you, Greg. I mean, you're the star of the show anyway.
Well, okay. Way to brown nose, Woody. Way to save it. Good deal. Now, we have a cruise ship in town this today, and you were working your little business on the side, right?
Well, unfortunately, I had a day off from the mermaids today because I had a cruise ship tour that I had to do. I had six awesome people who finished all my alcohol.
All your alcohol. That's a lot of booze.
They finished all of it. I had 4 bottles of rum punch and 18 beer, and they just cleaned me out.
That was how many people?
6 people.
6 people. Well, okay.
They were awesome.
Where were they from?
They were from New Jersey.
Ah, of course. Yes. Well, those Jersey folks, you know. Yeah, we got your rum righty. Yeah, and they're on vacation. They were doing a little cruise thing. And they went up to the, where'd you take
them? Yeah, I met him up at 8:30, and I took him to a little waterfall called Jaco, and I went him on the island, and I took them down to a little beach where we had the photo shoot the other day with the mermaids. And yes, I brought him back for 4 o'clock, and the ship left at 5.
Get a hold of Woody through Facebook by just doing Woody and Dominica.
Woody Dominica. Facebook just to do a search, Woody Dominica, and that's me.
Yeah, and trust me, you're going to want to do that whether you're cruising through the island on a cruise ship, or better yet, you're coming to the island, spending some quality time with the dive operators here, and doing something like Dominica Dive Fest. Woody is the man for sure. Okay, more of Dominica Dive Fest coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right.
Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com. There's a little lobster boy and everyone, even in Dominica. And I got to thank Marcella from Sunset Bay Resort there here in Dominica for feeding us and gorging us with Caribbean lobster, Caribbean spiny lobster. It kind of got my juices flowing for Florida spiny lobster season, which literally we're just a couple weeks away from kicking that festivity off back in the States. So once again, a little thank to Marcella. She was awesome. So, Simon, we just got a couple minutes left here to celebrate Dominica Dive Fest. We're going to do some more recording after the canoe race, which is quite an event supposedly here that caps off the festivities. You'll hear that next week or shortly thereafter here on Scuba Radio. But we got to do give some props to all the people. First off, I guess we got to thank Mermaid Alicia for rumping her or shaking her rump or something during the heel toe. Right? You enjoyed that.
The most creative use of the entire body while doing a cultural dance, and that's what she won for.
Nice.
Yeah. The dance is called the heel and toe, and I think the heel and toe were maybe the two things she wasn't moving that much.
Heel, toe, and butt. Maybe we change it.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly. Yeah. But she worked it. She did, when she has legs, she knows how to operate, I guess.
Yeah, and it was unanimous. I think she won fair and square. So, you know, it was really great, Greg, to have the Scuba Radio come down again and broadcast from here. And, of course, Swiss Army, Victorinox, and Jewelers International bringing the mermaids down yet again.
Yes.
It's absolutely, you know, it's one of the best parts of Dive Fest. The mermaids now are, I think, an icon at Dive Fest. So we hope this relationship continues for a long time. Great to have the mermaids back. They're good sports, pretty good dancers.
Yes.
And it's, so, yeah, great to have everybody back again.
Absolutely. And we have Oceanic to thank, Sea Life cameras, Henderson wetsuits, and maybe next year we'll even have more. It's a nice little event you guys put on down here in Dominica. As we just heard, somebody won an underwater camera housing from Sea Life cameras who just happened to come down during the same week and ended up cleaning up and taking home the big prize.
Not to forget our headline sponsor, Digicel. We couldn't do this without Digicel's help. And Greg, you seem to have forgotten.
Kabuli, Kabuli, Kabuli. The beer of the Nature Island.
Dominica's choice. Kabuli, Kabuli, Kabuli.
Yeah, well, my choice, too. Where is that guy? He owes us a case or two, doesn't he?
Greg's choice about 300 times so far this trip. Yeah.
Every time I say it, I get a free case. That's what I was told. We'll see if he delivers at the canoe race. You'll hear all about that and more Dominica Dive Fest festivities on upcoming editions of the big show. Hey, that'll do it from Dominica. Go to DominicaDiveFest.com for more information and plan your adventure for next year. But until then, remember, it's always better
down in Dominica.
And wetter, yeah, whatever.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.